Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Fruit and vegetable growers across the state will gather in Lexington next week to hold their annual conference that's filled with workshops, seminars, and trade shows. Matt Geisig from Shelby County, who owns and operates Mulberry Orchard with his family, says the conference, January 5th through the 7th, offers something for everyone in the industry.
We're partnered with the University of Kentucky, and it offers a lot of educational workshops, a lot of fellowship with other growers from around the state. And we also have a trade show there that is normally really nice trade show with the different things you're not going to find everywhere, you know, whether it be sprayers or pruning equipment or, plastic fertilizers, anything like that.
Matt adds there will be a number of seminars conducted throughout the conference.
We have guest speakers from out of state that will come and talk to anybody that would like to listen to, you know, about different topics. We do this in partnership with the vegetable growers and the wine people. So it hits tree fruits and vegetables, high tunnel production, any kind of horticulture type enterprise that you can imagine.
He says networking with other growers makes the conference even more important.
Just getting to, fellowship, meet lunch with growers that are having the same problems as you. Same successes, you know, some different ideas that you hadn't thought of that may work in your operation. And so it's always great to talk to those people, and you don't get to sit around and do that very often in the business we're in. So whenever you get an opportunity to, it's a great time.
We'll have more in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Farm market owner Matt Geisig from Shelby County says there are always some vital updates to help growers stay on top of the latest issues and regulations that are typically covered at the conference.
A lot of new food safety issues that are coming down the pike that, you know, we growers need to be aware of. Everybody wants to know where their food comes from that is a safe source, and there's ways of doing that as growers we have to do now, and there's resources there to help us get that started and to make sure that we're providing a good food source for, you know, our customers.
He adds anyone who'd like to attend can register in advance or at the doors next week.
It's going to be in Lexington at the Embassy Suite, and you can sign up online or at the registration desk there at the conference.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.